Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nata PR School podcast, episode number 33. 75% digital and 100% organic. So what are we talking about today? 75%, 100%. We're talking about our result, the results we are generating at the agency. Since the pandemic, all of our customers have been obsessed with digital, all things digital, with online sales. We completely understand because we're ourselves, myself, I'm obsessed with the web. Does that sound like you? Are you obsessed too? We absolutely get it. Many businesses have been able to stay afloat thanks to the online services during the pandemic. Taking orders on an improvised website, for example. We even had one of our clients who didn't have a transactional website and he decided to use Facebook. So they were presenting offers on their Facebook page and they were asking to receive orders either by mail or messenger. For those who don't know what messenger is, it's kind of a mail. It's linked to Facebook. So you can, when you are friend with someone, you can send private message through Facebook. So it's through Messenger. So not everybody sees it, but only the company, for example, in this case. So my client, who had to close all their stores, at least were able to make sales. So obviously, without the internet, all these sales would not have been possible. Then it's completely natural that some of our clients, after what they've been through, that they are questioning their marketing plan, their promotional budget. So where should they allocate their money? And because we were asked all kinds of questions, like, should they keep working with us? Because are we really like digital? And so my partner and I, we've analyzed all the results that we produced last year for a few of our clients, especially one and some others, just to have another measure of what we do. We do those reports in which we present the number of articles and how many people we've reached. So we're able to give like a good sense of what we have generated in a year, give an ROI even. But we didn't go as far as simply measuring how many of all these interviews, product mentions were online. And we were really surprised. I knew it was high, but I didn't think it was 75%. So 75% of everything we generated for our clients are online. And 24% are in what we call traditional media. Let's say magazines, paper magazines, radio, TV, newspaper, printed newspaper. This is the 25%. So 75% is digital. And this 75% was 100% organic. No money changed hands. So we didn't pay for that. Isn't that fun and amazing? Especially after what we've been through. I say it all the time. Media have long since moved online. Think about Elle, Vogue, Time. They all have digital versions. News magazines. Some of them still have the paper version, but also some of them have really abandoned paper altogether a long time ago already. And they just are now web only. This is how we can tell you also that our cost per thousand is a few pennies. So if you take the money, you pay your agency and you had all the people you reached through the campaign and you divide the money by the millions of people you've reached, so you can understand the cost is going to be very low, a few pennies. So please don't hesitate to talk about this podcast. Mention it to your digital agencies who talk about how much PR costs, how expensive it is, not efficient, and that you can't measure the impact. I'm telling you, I've heard that. I'm just consuming a lot of free webinars right now, or even paid webinars, and I hear all kinds of things from digital marketing agencies. Many of them are very young and they don't even know that PR still exists, or they don't know what we do. They have very little knowledge about PR. You would be very surprised how often I tell and explain what we do. And when they understand that we're so digital and organic, they go crazy. They all want to all of a sudden propose PR to their clients. Make sure, though, before embarking on an AdWords campaign, a Facebook campaign, when you decide to spend money, check with a few agencies, not 10, 2-3 agencies at the most. Ask around. Make sure they've been around these people for more than 10 years. Why? Because they've seen all these new social media arrive. They probably have experienced them. They have statistics they can share with you. They've done things for their other clients that they can share with you. So ask not just one, but 2-3, not 10, as I said, it's too much, but 2-3 agencies. They would probably send you or talk about different strategies because there's so many possibilities nowadays. But you'll see with their answers. If, for example, they propose you a whole Instagram focus campaign, influencer campaign, and your customers are 40 and older, keep looking. Ask for other advices. You'll have all these young marketers. I can understand because it's really hard to tell the truth, meaning clients come to us, they want to be reassured. That's our role to do that and to give them information about what's happening out there. And it's really hard to resist and tell a client that you don't know something, that you don't have the answer. I've lost some big clients because I told them, well, I don't think you should be doing an influencer campaigns right from the start. You should do, paying them because there's so much more you can do. And I lost them because that's what they wanted, because they were convinced that's what they wanted. It's hard to be honest and tell the truth, but I think in the long run, it pays. So dear client, take your time. Take your time, my friends. Many of our clients came back because they went and paid so much money for certain services, an influencer campaign that did not generate the result they were hoping. And know that you can easily calculate the impact of a PR campaign, even if you pair it with an influencer campaign. The easiest thing, if you don't have all those tools, if you're a smaller budget, you're a smaller company, you want to measure it on your own, go and have a look at your Google Analytics. How many people are visiting your website before you start doing a campaign? How many people are visiting your website after 3-4 months? It takes a little time. You have to be patient because this is all organic. I know that one of our clients, I'm going to invite him on one of our podcasts, was telling us that after, you know, doing PR, we still do PR for him after many years. And the first year, he increased his sales by 40%. So voila, take your time and measure, because measuring is probably one of the most important things we forget to do. And this is point 5 of our NetaPR model. If you don't have it yet, we give it to you for free. So you can get it on our website. You'll see the famous little pop-up window. In exchange of your email, you'll receive for free our NetaPR model. And this is what it is, point 5, measure. And for those who are still hesitant to make that move online, know that COVID has had a major impact on online shopping. And this is what Vividata found out. They did a survey and they found out that 73% of adults have purchased something online during the pandemic. And they purchased all kinds of things, including clothing, shoes, books, and electronics. Just look at what's happening with our friend Amazon. Their sales are exploding year after year. So the online sales are not going to go down for sure. And that percentage is expected to remain really high, the 73%. So what can you do to make yourself known and bring potential customers to your website? Of course, PR combined to social media. It's extremely powerful. And some of you reach out. So I'm so happy we have this connection now with the few of you who came to us and were asking for advice. So please don't hesitate. We'll be happy to give you free advice and tell you what you should be doing. And if we don't have the answer, we'll find some people or we'll tell you who can help you. And we'll be very honest about what we can do for you. So contact us and subscribe to our list at natapr.com. So hopefully you've learned a few things this week, and I hope you'll be there next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.